You are now listening to Discover Your Potential with renowned radio talk show host and certified holistic practitioner, Cindy Gilman. So listen, participate, be inspired. Know that you can discover your potential. Here she is, Cindy Gilman.
And a very good Sunday to all of you. You're listening to Discover Your Potential. And our producer, Doug, on HD Radio, BBS Radio. Hi, Doug. Is he there? Hi. Is he going to talk to me today?
Hi.
How are things in California?
Oh, a little crazy, but the weather's beautiful, and it's a great time to be with family.
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah, if there's one thing that can come out of this whole thing, it's people being together with family.
Right. Right.
Thanks for talking to me.
Oh, we love you, Cindy.
And I love you. My listeners, thank you for spending a part of your Sunday with me. We are streaming worldwide, and it's been quite a couple of weeks, hasn't it? With this unusual, I don't even know if that's a strong enough word for it, but this unusual outbreak of this coronavirus. I just want to say that I hope that all of you are listening to the medical professionals and doing what they are asking you to do, not to congregate in groups, keep your 6-foot distance from people, and just stay cautious. Stay cautious. But I know that this has brought a great deal of stress to people all over the world. And one of the things that I did, because I wanted to make some sort of contribution, is I recorded a complimentary meditation. And you're not to listen to it while you drive. And I stress that. Do not listen to the meditation while you are driving or if you have a seizure disorder. If you want to find out where to hear it, go to www.wdyptalkradio.com. DYP is Discover Your Potential. And if you scroll down, you'll see the complimentary meditation. So just find a comfortable chair to sit in and listen. We have heard from people from all over the world who have listened to the meditation, have participated in the meditation, have said some very complimentary and wonderful things that it has helped them, and I do mean from all over the world. So I'm glad that I'm able to contribute something to help people. Stress is difficult. Stress is it's the cause of many. Chronic conditions, or I should say exacerbates many chronic conditions. Whether you have neck and back problems, muscle tension, digestive disorders, stress can really do a job on you. So start to decompress your stress. Put on the meditation. You can listen to it as many times as you want to. Again, I stress, do not listen to it while you are driving. But it's there for you. It's complimentary. Again, you can find out where to get it at www.wdyptalkradio.com. I also want to express my sincere condolences to Link Chafee and his family on the passing of his mom. The Chafee family has been very involved in Rhode Island for many decades. On the other hand, I want to wish happy birthday to whoever is having a birthday in the next few weeks. You know that we do this program every other Sunday, and then it's made into a podcast. So happy birthday to whomever is having a birthday, including Father Albert. And what else? I want to mention some of the upcoming guests. I think you're going to like this. I know you're going to like today's guest. our next guest is Carrie Rowan. And on April 19th, you're going to love this, Bill Beretta, who does many of the voices for the Muppets, including that chef that I love, he will be on, and his brother Gene Beretta, who was a guest on the program, who publishes and illustrates children's books. May is going to be a very interesting month. Bill Guggenheim, who is the co-author of the book Hello from Heaven, will be a guest. And on May 17th, a woman who I think her message should ring out to everybody, Anita Morjani. Anita Morjani had a near-death experience. She had stage 4 cancer. She was in a coma, and she was asked, do you want to pass, or do you want to come back and help people? She chose to come back and help people, and when she awoke from the coma, she was totally cancer-free. Now, that's a message I think is important for everyone to hear. Also, James von Prague, renowned medium, travels all over the world, has written many books. So, I want to read something to you, as I always do at the beginning of the program. And I think it's very fitting for how people are feeling right now. I just want to say, first of all, before I read this, we're all in this together. Be there for each other. Be there for your family. Be there for your neighbors. Be there for your friends. Check on people who might be alone. Doesn't take a lot of energy to have a warm smile or ask someone, do you need something? We are all in this. This is worldwide. And it's something that we've never dealt with so much uncertainty. But my feeling is I have a lot of faith in people. We'll get through it. And know that it's very important that you heed the call and do what the medical professionals tell you to do. So that's my little lecture. Okay, I want to read this to you. This was written by Charles Swindoll. It's called Attitude. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than fact. It's more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures, than successes. than what other people think or say or do. It's more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. I love that line. Life is 10% what happens and 90% how I react to it. Very fitting for today, in today's world. So that's written by Charles Swindoll. Now, I always love to have somebody as a guest who does similar things to what I do. Yes, I'm a spiritual medium. I'm also a certified relaxation and hypnosis counselor. My guest today is Stephen the Medium. Welcome, Stephen.
Well, thank you, Cindy. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, I'm very excited that you are here.
Me too.
Now, you know, this program that I put together called Discover Your Potential, it's there to help people understand that sometimes the universe throws us a curve in a certain way, to take us from what we may be doing to something totally different. Do you agree?
I completely agree. Absolutely. And I think it happens a lot.
Now, it happened to you.
It did.
We had talked earlier. I know that you are an attorney.
Yes.
That you graduated law school at UMass Dartmouth. So you are practicing law.
I am.
And then what?
And then I went to see a medium with mm-hmm. my husband, and mm-hmm. the medium started her show, her event. There was probably about 100 people or so, and I was just praying and praying and praying, like most of us that go to see a medium do, for someone to come through. And I had lost my dad when I was 8 years old, so I was just praying that he was going to come through. I had never been to a medium, and mm-hmm. she started the program. She walked up to me and said, "What is your name?" And I said, "Stephen." And I was so excited, Cindy. I was going to get red, and mm-hmm. she looked at me and said, "You're a medium, and you're not aware of it." And then she turned around and she walked away and never came back to me that entire two-hour period. Never came back. And I looked at Elix is my husband. I looked at him next to me and said, "What happened to my reading?" And finally,
that
Elix
was it.
To me at some point. Yeah.
That was your reading.
It was. But Elix looked at me and said, Did you hear what she said?" And I said, "Not really." I said, "What did she say?" He said, "I think she said you were a psychic." And I always say this to people when I'm telling the story, that I looked at Elix and said, I think maybe she thinks I'm a psycho, not a psychic. But there's no way I'm a psychic or I'm a medium. To be honest, Cindy, I mean, I knew the concept of a medium. I knew mm-hmm. at that stage, and this was 10 years ago. I had no idea the difference between a psychic, a medium. I had no knowledge of the spirit world. I was a practicing attorney, as I still am, and I was just doing my attorney work. I was just, moving forward with my life until that day in February 2010. And
all mediums are psychic or empaths or intuitives, but not all psychics or empaths are mediums.
Right, and but when you don't. When you're told something like that and you have no idea of the terms, the verbiage, nothing, I wrote it off. And the next day I did email her. I found her website and I emailed her and just told her who I was. And she responded. I mean, she was great. She did respond immediately and said, "I am so sorry, Stephen. I did that to you. I wanted to speak to you at the end of the event and I just never had an opportunity." And she invited me. And I think even Elix to her next training, and we weren't available. And that was really the pivotal moment when I didn't know this, but then the light switch went on, and Spirit knew, I knew, and they started coming to me.
So were they people who had passed on from your family or other people who have passed on come through to you at first?
That's a really good question. It's a really good question, Cindy, because, it took many years after 2010, probably in 2012, it was 2 years later, and there were some weird things that were happening. It wasn't about spirit coming to me. It was just weird things that would happen in my day-to-day life. Like one year it was my birthday, and our doorbell was one of those doorbells that played different songs, and it had been broken for years. And on my birthday, it switched to happy birthday every time you rang the doorbell, and the next day went back to being broken. It was just weird things that happened that I couldn't explain, and I had a lot of anxiety. But the first person or energy that I could identify, it wasn't a family member. It was just a guy was fixing our garage, and it was his mother. So it wasn't any familiar spirit. It was just people that I didn't know. But go ahead, Cindy. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I was just going to say that I've always had anxiety. I mean, my dad, when as I mentioned, when I was 8 years old and he passed away, he took his life, and that was so traumatic for a little boy. And so I've had anxiety my entire life, but I had never experienced this kind of anxiety. Probably 2012, of just feeling these waves of energy coming in me, and I had no idea what they were, what to do with them, and it was honestly, Cindy, it was a rough couple of months. And thank God for Elix. My husband and I will be together next month. Is going to be 27 years. And
happy anniversary.
Thank you. He bought me for Christmas of 2012 a 16-week home study to become a medium or certified medium. And that really was the such help for me to understand what this was all about. And I did my first informal reading, I think, in 2015. The gentleman who was fixing my garage, his mother came through, and all I got was an A name. I just kept hearing an A name, and I ultimately asked him, and he told me it was his mom who had passed away. That was the extent of it. And just like any...
Did he tell you what her name was?
As you know, what was that?
Did he tell you what her name was?
He did. He was huge. He was probably about 6'3", and he was just a very muscular big man. Not the person that I want to start with this, what I put in my head, this craziness. I mean, I'd rather talk to like an 80-year-old woman, and just I would feel comfortable with my first, passing a message. But I did ask him, and at first he said, I asked him about a woman who was close to him, and he said no. I asked him about the A name. He said no. And then I paid him. He was in his truck, and I went into the driveway and went back, and he rolled down his window, and I asked him again. I said, I know I asked you this. I said, but are you sure? I keep hearing this woman who's very close to you, and she keeps telling me her name is an A. It begins with an A. And he said, well, the only person I can think of is my mom, but she died like 25 years ago. And I said,
that
I think
doesn't
that's okay. What's her name? And he said, Alice. And I just, I felt such great validation. But, you know, even if I didn't get that validation, Cindy, I had such a push from spirit for me to go back to that gentleman and do this. And half my brain was like, he's going to think I'm crazy. But it wasn't enough to stop me because I had just this amazing connection with spirit. And this mom wanted to let him know that she was there. So it was my first informal reading, and it was pretty it was scary for me, but it was really I'm glad I did it.
For me, I mean, I started feeling things when I was 6 or 7 years old, and I just thought, well, I thought everybody could sense things about other people. I thought everybody, you know, when my grandmother had arthritis and used to ask me to put my hands over her hands, and my hands would get warm and we'd watch the swelling and her hands go down. I just thought everybody who loves someone could do that. And then when my maternal grandfather passed, and I was young, and I was singing professionally, I closed my eyes while I was singing, and I saw him through my mind's eye, and he looked well and happy, and I just felt, wow, there's something more to life than just here.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible, especially, I don't know what that's like, because I didn't have any of that as a young boy, as a young adult, nothing. I mean, nothing. I mean, there were a couple of times I did have some signs from my dad, but they were so spaced out that, I mean, I could go years without anything. And there was, so my life was normal. I had no understanding of spirit, no understanding that, I mean, I would see things, nothing like that. So it was definitely, as an adult, to just be not only told you're a medium, but have the spirit world stop being part of your life when, you know, as you're an attorney and you get set in your ways, you get set in your life, and you start moving forward.
And being an attorney, you're dealing with facts, facts, facts.
Exactly, Cindy.
Before we go on, and I want to give people a chance, if they want to call in. I know people have told me that they've tried to call in and couldn't get through, and our wonderful producer, Doug, said, tell them to wait for 4 rings. They'll get through. So the number to call in, if you want to speak to Stephen and I, share an experience you've had, whatever, it's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Now, I'm not sure, maybe Doug knows, what the code for the United States if we get international calls. So, I don't know what the international code for the United States is. But I would hope that if you call in, if you want to speak to Stephen and I, if you want to share a spiritual experience you've had yourself with loved ones that have passed over, 888 627 6008.
Or if they want a reading.
Of course. You get it double today.
And by the way, Doug has the most amazing radio voice.
Doesn't he have a calm and soothing voice? He has such a calming. I love to hear his voice. I just love to hear his voice. Stephen, I have to read a commercial.
Okay.
So just bear with me for a moment. I want to tell you about our sponsor, Tipsy Chicks. If you're looking for a unique fun gift for birthday, wedding, bachelorette, or just a girl's night out, or even a guy's night out, you should visit tipsychicks.com. Tipsy Chicks is a women-owned business that encompasses a variety of gift items, fun products that make fantastic gifts. Their products are definitely original, whimsical, captivating, and cost-effective. From their super unique magnetic drink charms in over 100 varieties, Tipsy Chicks has the perfect trendy gift everyone will love. And they will even customize your gift if you like. So check out their website, tipsychicks.com. I'm going to spell it TIPSYCHICS.com. Now, if you go to their website and you get your little checkout count, cart, put whatever you want in it, and press the promo code DISCOVER. That's for Discover Your Potential. DISCOVER. They will give you a 20% off discount. So it's tipsychicks.com. Fill your basket. Go to the promo code and write in Discover, and you'll get 20% off. Now, I know that people aren't going to bars and restaurants right now, but they will. And even if you have a few people over, this might be a nice way of marking your drink with one of the magnetic drink charms. That's Tipsy Chicks. Stephen, are you with me?
I am with you, Cindy.
And you have two callers.
We have two callers. Let's take the first caller. Good afternoon. You're on Discover Your Potential, and this is Cindy Gilman with my guest, Stephen the Medium.
This is Pauline.
Hello?
Hello.
I wasn't sure who's on, if I'm on right or I'm on hold. Or
no,
I'm
you're
not on
the
anymore.
Air.
Okay. I realize now that the show is named, so Discover My Potential. This is very interesting. My first experience was a person who was my boyfriend at the time. His relative was, on her deathbed, and waiting for this one, my boyfriend, to show up because he was the last one before she passed. So that was my first experience with death. And it was interesting because I was more detached, so it wasn't emotional for me. And then when it was when it's, family, it's harder. It's much harder to even be, when you're emotional, I can't get, I couldn't help or anything like that.
Well,
so
sometimes when you, when you get a message, and it, especially if it's in a dream, there is a difference between a message and a visitation.
Got it.
Do you understand? What's your first name, dear?
Pauline.
Pauline. So, have people come through to you in your dreams?
I haven't been dreaming lately, but I've been wanting my husband to come through, and he said he'd come through in dreams. But actually, I've also had a question. How long does it take when people pass? Is there no set time? Like, sometimes I've had a medium tell me, well, it's too soon, they won't come through, or, you know, there's people waiting on, you know, like, I haven't been able to really, like, reach anybody that wants to get a message through me to tell family. So that's why I'm trying to see. I know I'm probably not ready yet, or maybe I'm afraid of it. So, like, I guess figured you both have experience.
Okay, let me ease your mind.
Okay.
First of all, there's nothing sacrilegious about this. Second of all, when people send you a sign, or when you feel them around you, instead of being frightened of it, think of it as a comfort to know that that loved one or that person cares enough to watch over you. Stephen, I'm going to let you speak to her.
Pauline, how are you?
Hi, thank you, Stephen.
Good. Well, I'm so glad that you called. So Pauline, to also answer one of those questions, I've had someone who crossed over come to me within a couple of hours. So my experience, and just my experience and my opinion, there's no time frame at all. But you've got a dad figure also here. I know you said you wanted to talk to your husband. Was it your husband you said?
Well, he's always telling me he's going to help me. So I'm assuming I sort of know that I'm going to have to open up to listen. And
Sure.
I just heard Cindy say that she was trying to describe the difference between a dream and contact. So I actually should have shut up and let her talk. And so I didn't ask more questions, which I tend to do. And I don't listen, and I'm supposed to be listening and learning from you.
Don't criticize yourself. Don't criticize yourself.
Okay, thank you. You're right. I'll not beat myself up.
And I agree with Stephen. There is no set time. Sometimes people will come through almost immediately. They may even wait to see what their funeral is going to be like. They often talk about how much they liked or disliked their funeral. Stephen, have you found that to be the case?
Yeah, I mean, when I do readings, a lot of times they'll bring up something they want to acknowledge or verify or validate someone who read something. Or a lot of times I get the wanting to bring up a family member put something in their coat pocket or in the casket, and they want to validate that. So absolutely. But Pauline, you got to bear with me. Who's Jim or John or George? Who is this?
I don't know. I can't imagine anybody that has those names. That's my family. There are always men waiting to talk to me through some medium, because I guess
Stephen?
I'm not open to hearing them.
Stephen?
Yeah.
The Jim is around me.
Oh, okay. Well, that answers the question then.
See, and this is what happens.
I guess you better give her the message.
When mediums open up, sometimes things fly in and we're not sure who it's for.
True.
Yeah, but, I mean,
you have to tune into the channel, right? Like tuning into a radio frequency.
To a station. The toughest thing is to shut down, especially when something is going to affect the world or affect a large number of people. What did you say your first name was again?
Pauline.
Pauline, I keep seeing a pair of men's shoes that are either still in place on the floor or up against something on the floor.
Oh, I have my father's winter boots. I've kept something of his, and I wore it sometimes when winter. It sort of beat up. I don't know if I threw it out finally, but it might still be in the back of my closet. So.
But your husband passed recently.
No, my husband passed 4 years ago. He's still around. He won't let go.
Your husband?
Yeah. It's 4 years since he passed, and he will not let me move on with my life with who I believe I'm supposed to be with.
I don't understand that, because most people who pass on want us to move on with our lives, to have a happy life.
He really wasn't that evolved. He was very in his head, and he actually is learning. So that's the message I had gotten, but I wanted his permission, because it's like something is stopping that relationship. Besides my own, I have some things to heal, but the other person knows about spirits can hurt him. He's had somebody hurt him because the person was jealous and did not want him involved with a woman, and it wasn't. And so he said, you better make sure your husband's not going to. So that's why I asked permission, and he's saying, you could be friends, but nope. And I asked again the last time I had another reading. He says he's not ready for that.
Like, but that's not what I'm getting. Stephen, what are you getting?
Pauline, let me tell you that I completely agree with Cindy. I think you may need to look for another medium, because I've done many, many, many readings, and I'm sure Cindy has too. I have never in any of my readings had a spirit say they're holding back someone here. I agree completely with Cindy that spirit lives vicariously through our eyes, and when they get to the other side, anything that the earthly stuff we have, like jealousy or anger or bitterness, it's all gone. It's left at the doorway. So your husband is only going to want the best for you, and I think
right.
That's why also your dad stepped forward, and that's why I mentioned at the beginning, because I think your dad is trying to also, your dad and your husband are together. Your father says there's three of you. Are there three kids? What's the three for you?
There are three girls that he had. I mean, three girls that are left that's on this planet.
Right.
I mean,
and who had problems with choking or coughing or smothering?
I'm actually been surrounded by people who have possibility of having the virus. So I'm like, now it's a
question
in my home.
Because I just started to cough, and I was almost going to apologize for coughing on the air, but this coughing had to do with people connected to you. So,
yeah,
Pauline, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Doug, do we have another caller?
We do. This is Darlene from Massachusetts.
Darlene from Massachusetts. Good afternoon, Darlene.
Yes. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
Geared towards Stephen. Stephen, hello, this is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm good.
Sounds like you know each other.
My mom has been in and out of the hospital and in rehab. She has slight dementia and has now been in lockdown for the past week and a half.
Right.
I don't know if you can get anything from her being in and out of dementia.
Sure.
With the dementia.
Yeah. I don't think... Do we know each other, Darlene?
Yeah, we know each other, Stephen. I was in one of your classes in the fall.
Okay, all right. I was. Cindy mentioned that.
Oh, it's Stephen's fan club.
Yeah, no, I haven't had time. Everything's been crazy hectic, and with meditation, and I've been having issues trying to connect
with
myself. So.
Okay, so
who
is it that it's your mom that's in the nursing home?
It's my mom. Yes.
Okay, so Darlene, let me just tell you, and I mean, I know Darlene took my class, and I don't do full-fledged readings. We do individual stuff. But the great thing about from my experience and when I read people is that, and I don't know if I've ever mentioned this in the class, but that's one of the diseases, any kind of under the dementia umbrella, where people that are experiencing that disease, once they get to a certain point, the positive of that disease, if there is such a thing, and there is that half of their time, they're in spirit. They're sharing time with their loved ones. They're there. They're with our loved ones.
Right.
And then, unfortunately, they've got to come back, and that's where they clearly be putting aside they don't want to leave their family members. They certainly don't want to come back into that body. But, Darlene, I don't know if this is your mom's dad or your dad. So is your dad cross?
He's got a slight cough right now. But he's
no. Your father's still living.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay, he's still living. So this is definitely then your grandfather, then your mom's dad, because he just stepped forward and said he was dad, and I couldn't tell whether it was mom's dad or your dad. And it's just letting you know, and mom also, so your grandmother and grandfather are there. And it's just a way to let you know that they're taking care of her. What's with the pocketbook? I don't know why your grandfather...
Does she carry it around with her?
My mom?
No.
She always carries a pocketbook. She's always looking for it.
Right.
And there's something in it, too. But it almost makes me feel, Darlene, that it's about you. Do you carry something like in your wallet or it feels like it's for someone, like a prayer card or a memorabilia piece or something?
I'm sure I have. She loads me up with everything. I carry whatever.
Sometimes.
Why is she so obsessed about her hair? Did she have some sort of permanent wave?
I have no idea, but you're absolutely right. She has to have her hair done every week.
It looks like a permanent.
Had it done
either rollers
no,
or permanent.
No fingers are allowed.
Pardon?
She's obsessed with it, and this is the past week she hasn't been able to have it done because no vendors are allowed in the facility she's in, so yes, that's an issue.
All right, well...
Hey, Darlene, where's Robert or Richard come in?
Robert or Richard?
Yeah.
I have an Uncle Bob.
But is Uncle Bob crossed or still here?
He's crossed.
Okay, so it's just a way to let you know. But is Uncle Bob on your mother's side?
Yes.
Okay, because he comes from the left side, so I know it's maternal side. So just make sure you know that it's a beautiful way for your Uncle Bob, he says Bobby, Uncle Bobby, to tell you that he's with your mom, and he's making sure that she's okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And well, thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Darlene.
Thank you very much for having me. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Stephen, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back. For those of you who want to get in, call 888-627-6008. Wait for four rings so that you can speak to Doug and hear his wonderful, soothing voice. We'll be right back after these messages.
Cindy Gilman is a certified holistic and Reiki and energy practitioner, as well as a spiritual medium. As a spiritual medium and empath, she conducts individual personal consults either by phone or in her office. All sessions are professional and confidential. For a phone consultation or in-office appointment, go to www.cindygilman.com or call 401-885-4115.
And we're back. I just want to mention, with everything that is going on, all sessions will be done by phone for your convenience and safety. And also, there will be half-hour sessions, and you can call, and there will be a discounted rate during this time. So, Stephen, let's put in a plug for you while we're here. How can people reach you?
So everything that I have goes under Stephen the Medium. That's Stephen with a V, the Medium. So my website, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, everything is under Stephen the Medium, as well as on Wednesdays, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, I do a radio show called Through the Static, which all of this information is on my website, and it's WARA Radio, which is fantastic. We take calls the entire show, and just people that call that want to be read, and Elix, my husband, is the co-host, and we have a really, really great time. So, and Cindy, a nice plug for me, if I can. I was actually, just about a year and a half ago, I was the first attorney/medium that was profiled in the prestigious Lawyers Weekly magazine, which is very, very conservative. And they just reached out to me and asked me, they heard about me and asked if I wanted to be profiled as an attorney slash medium. And I said, absolutely. So that was a lot of fun.
I do, while we wait to see if anybody else calls, number 888-627-6008. Wait for four rings so you can get on. I want to talk about some of the legal work that you've done and that you are still doing, because it really touched my heart when you told me about it.
No, Cindy, thank you. That's very, very sweet. So right after I graduated and started working, I was really fortunate to be able to get accepted into, I'm in Massachusetts, in the Massachusetts program, if you will, and it's called The List, and it's really that you're a contractor for the state, and I represent children, and I have been doing that since 2004, somewhere around there, and I mean, that work is just extremely rewarding, and at one point, I left for a couple of years because it was in between the time that I found out I was a medium, and it was just so emotional that it was weighing so much on me when I was dealing with kids that, you know, were in neglect or abusive atmospheres. So I left and I started another business in probate, and I had hospitals and nursing homes as my clients, and I would do the guardianships and conservatorships mostly for elderly people that were in the hospital or nursing homes. And I had that for 11 years. And I just can't get away from juvenile court. In a couple of years being away, they emailed me and said, would you come back on a smaller scope? And I said, yes. So I last year closed up my probate work because I just didn't have enough time to do the mediumship work. But I am still currently representing kids to this day. And
that's so admirable.
Thank you, Cindy. It's certainly your story. Rewarding.
It's so painful. And being a sensitive, I'm sure that it's difficult.
It definitely, and you know, remember back then, I had no idea about this. So when I was, you know, coming home and just taking all those emotions, it was so draining on me. I was exhausted. I just didn't feel right. I had emotions going, you know, just crazy from one end of the spectrum to the other end. And I just, of course, I didn't know anything about this whole mediumship thing. And I know, you know, all of medium psychics, you know, we're very sensitive, and you know, that took a toll on me. And but it's been the most rewarding job of representing kids and helping kids and even helping parents and all the collaterals that surround the children just to be able to help them. So even, you know, I work a lot with the state, with DCF, when they're involved. And so it's really been a great number of years working in juvenile court.
So how old are most of the children that you represent?
You know, I've had newborns, and I've had kids right up until they turn 18. Because when they turn 18, they the court loses jurisdiction, and they age out of the system. So I've had newborns in the sense that the state has been following the mother, and they know that she is, if whatever the choice is of substance abuse, and that when the baby's born, they will test the baby to find out that the baby has traces of this drug. Or there's many, many other factors that go along with it. And so there has been times that I've actually have gone to see my client who is 2 days old.
So who acts as a guardian for the child while they're your client? I mean, who?
Yeah, I'm representing them in attorney capacity for their best interest. The guardianship piece is completely separate. The guardianship piece, or a family member. It doesn't necessarily have to be a guardian. It can be, you know, if the woman has a sister, you know, her mother, or unfortunately sometimes DCF, if they have to get involved and there's no appropriate placement for the baby or the children, then they would go to a foster care or foster home. So there's a lot of different circumstances and situations how this works, but every child will get their own attorney usually. Sometimes if they're like in this case, a newborn. So if there was a newborn and say she had, I don't know, like a brother like that's 2 years old, I would represent both because they're not really verbal. They don't understand what's going on. But once you hit the age of, you know, 8 years old, 7 years old, then each child gets an attorney. So it's so rewarding, as I mentioned, Cindy, but then it can also be certainly emotionally draining.
It's painful. I mean, it's very painful.
Sure.
When you know what has happened to these children, if they've been abused or not, you know, neglected or it's I know, even doing mediumship work, I'm sure for you it's similar. The toughest part of my work is, even though I understand that the soul is eternal, that our loved ones watch over us, but when parents come in who have lost a child and are in very deep grief, it's very painful. I always try to tell people there are two aspects of dealing with loss. And one is the spiritual sense that your loved one is with you, whether it's a child, a spouse, a grandparent, partner. And then there's that other sense of the physical loss, that person physically is no longer here with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's, again, that's why I say I didn't think I would ever face or feel the emotions I felt as I was working as an attorney representing kids and going through trials and seeing kids, children being pulled out of their houses and their homes. And then, of course, I became a medium and there was a whole new level. I my life is like in layers, Cindy. Now there's a whole nother layer and level of emotion.
Right.
It's crazy. So, but let me ask you something. Who is Jim? He's been here since the beginning of Jim or James, John for you.
It's Jim.
You said it was for you.
Yeah, he was my companion for a long time.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Since we started.
So are you going to do a reading for me?
Yes. Well, I mean.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, so as you know, he's always around you. But Jim also talks about the ring. But you know what, Cindy, you also have a mom and dad stepping forward too, in addition
absolutely
to Jim. And they keep, I don't know if this is Jim or if this is your mother or father, but they keep talking about a ring. Something about, I don't know if a ring was changed. Sometimes when I see changed, it's either like it's lost or someone actually changed the ring or the ring has been handed down, or there's something special or specific about, and they're all, three of them are all pointing at you right now, like you know what this is.
Okay, well, Jim wouldn't, actually he met them a few times. However, the ring is significant. My mom passed on 3 years ago.
Okay.
And one of the pieces of jewelry that I have is her original wedding band.
Wow.
That after my dad passed in 1999, she went to a jeweler and had a gold necklace shaped as a heart, and they were able to put her original wedding band through that gold piece, through the heart, and it's on a chain, and I wear it now very often.
I love that, Cindy, and I love the fact that I thought that's what they were telling me, that the jewelry was changed somehow. So know right. that it's your mom just pushed poor Jim
about
right out
minute.
Of the room. Your mother just wants to chat with you. You know what's interesting? Because Jim just said to me, it's okay. He's got such a beautiful heart. And just said, it's okay because I'm with her all the time, and she knows that. And your mom and dad are the ones that just, I mean, of course you know that they're with you all the time too. But, and who's Barbara? Barry? Who's Barbara?
Oh, Barry is a very dear friend of mine who is alive. We call each other crib mates because we were born 12 hours apart in the same hospital by the same doctor.
Oh my! So that's Barry. But who's Barbara?
That's Barry. But my cousin Barbara, who lived in California, passed on in the fall. Very. Yes, Doug. Okay. Stephen, we will have to continue this conversation afterwards. We have 30 seconds before the end of the hour.
Okay.
Don't forget to catch Stephen the Medium on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Stephen, thank you so much for being here, and I'll call you and tell you about Barbara.
All right. Listen, thank you for having me. This was a pleasure, Cindy.
You're welcome. Doug, thanks for a great job. Everyone who's listening, people that called in, stay safe, stay well. We will all get through this together. Thank you, Doug. God bless you all. Bye-bye for now.
Hello, I am Ron Hayden of Voices Unlimited. I've been writing and voicing radio and television commercials, toys, games, corporate sales and training and so much more for over 25 years nationally and globally. I will write or co-write and voice your radio or TV spots, on-hold messages, or whatever you need in one of my many voices or celebrity voices, custom characters, or an announcer voice. A great gift idea. Have me make a celebrity phone call for a special occasion. Just go to www.ronhayden.com to sample my voice demos. Email me at rhvoices1@msn.com. I look forward to working with you in a high voice, a low voice, or just my voice. Cindy Gilman is a certified holistic and Reiki and energy practitioner, as well as a spiritual medium. As a spiritual medium and empath, she conducts individual personal consults either by phone or in her office. All sessions are professional and confidential. For a phone consultation or in-office appointment, go to www.cindygilman.com or call 401-885-4115.